Green food is good for you, and we should eat plenty of it. That's according to nutritionist Dr. Udo Erasmus from Savant Health.
But we're talking about vegetables that are not starchy, because the starchy vegetables lead to overweight if you eat more than you burn. And low-fat diets, less fat, more carbohydrates is the trend everywhere, although we're just, I think, coming around the end of that in North America. This is the green planet, you know, where green things don't grow, people can't live. And greens basically do everything for us. For instance, biologists tell us that green plants had to be on this planet for 2.5 billion years before we could even live, because they first had to fill the atmosphere with the oxygen that we need to breathe. So we'd completely depend on them for our oxygen. And they continue to make oxygen, including the weeds and the poisonous plants that we like to hate. They're making oxygen that we need to breathe. That's one. But they also make minerals available to us. We can't suck rocks to get our minerals, but the plants can. So they dissolve the minerals, they absorb the minerals, they incorporate it into the plant. When we eat the plant, we get minerals in a form that we can absorb, provided we digest it. They manufacture our vitamins. That's why plants don't need vitamin supplements, because they make their own. They're like factories that make this stuff. And they manufacture the digestive enzymes that we need to make sure our digestion gets completed. And they manufacture essential fatty acids and fats, which we need. They can make them, and we can't. That's why we have to get them from outside. They manufacture amino acids and proteins. They manufacture antioxidants which are spark control for the fire of life. And they keep sparks, which we call free radicals, from damaging tissues and making us age faster, so they slow down aging. Green plants are the richest source of antioxidants, and they make hundreds, probably thousands of different kinds. And they manufacture fuel by absorbing sunlight and storing it in bonds between atoms to make molecules. Those molecules become our food. When we eat the food and digest it and take it apart again, then the sunlight energy stored in the bonds of those molecules is released. That's what turns our biochemical wheels, and that's what gives us the energy to putz around. What else do? They hold water in the soil. If we took all the green plants off the planet, then we would have super cold nights and super hot days, and the climate would be like that of Mars. So they're basically responsible for everything that we need to live. Not only that, but if someone is a meat eater, cow is made out of grass. The point is that every meat eater is completely dependent on green plants, even for their meat. So they're the number one food on the planet. They give us all of the nutrients we need, although not necessarily in optimum quantities, but also makes us alkaline. We tend to become more acidic on our processed foods. Green plants make us more alkaline. So basically, they're the foundation of life on the planet and the foundation of food for us. And instead of putting carbohydrates at the base of the food pyramid and calling them the most important food, when in fact they're the least important, green plants should be the base of the food pyramid and are the most important food.
And how much of these greens do I need to eat?
As much as possible. You know, when a hunter came home without meat, you know, in the old days when they only had rocks to hunt, then guess what they ate? It was always green plants, because green plants don't run away, they don't fight back, and they're very easy to hunt down and kill. So that was always the foundation of the food supply. So what does a good diet look like? Number one is green plants. Number two is good fats, you know, fats that contain the essential fatty acids in the right ratio. Number three is protein, because in fats and proteins, there are essential nutrients the body can't make. And greens is always number one.
Of the green foods that are available to us,
yes,
is there one that's like a superfood? I can get eat some of that and I'm going to hit my target.
There are a lot of them. I think it has more to do with taste preferences. But spinach, and there are some supplements. One is called spirulina. It's a one-celled green organism that's 4 billion years old. Not the one you eat, but its history is 4 billion years old. Very rich in protein. You want to take enzymes with it, because when it's something is very rich in proteins, it's good to have enzymes to digest it. There's one called chlorella that's very good, also a single-celled organism. Dandelions are very good. We think they're weeds, but they're very good for digestion and liver function. And when I was a kid, we used to eat them as salad all the time. Stinging nettles are really good, better than spinach for iron. And then all the green stuff. Broccoli, of course, has some very good benefits, including many cancer protective benefits. But anything that's green. You know, the greens off carrots are edible. I don't particularly like them, so I don't eat them, but some people do. The greens on the beets are good. You know, Swiss chard is good. Lettuce is good. Everything except iceberg lettuce, which is basically just water and fiber. But all the green different lettuces, butter lettuces and you know, all the frilly ones and the straight ones and the romaine, all those. So really all the green foods that are edible are good from a health point of view.
Is it okay if you eat them if they've been cooked?
They're good both raw and cooked. When you cook them, of course, you destroy the enzymes, so those ought to be replaced. But a combination of raw and cooked is good. Some people digest cooked vegetables better than raw vegetables. That's okay, just replace the enzymes.
That's Dr. Udo Erasmus from Savant Health.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.